This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
This next guest in the studio with us, we have Lancey Feng, who is the writer and actor of a show called
Dear Mama.
You got lots of crowns. Now, that's for a show called Dear Mama. And we also have Ellen O'Connor, who is the director of the show. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. Now, before we talk about the show, just a little bit of background on two, but we might start with you, Lancey. You're the director. How did you you're the writer. You're the writer. Yeah. I know. It's because we got confused a little bit earlier on.
Sorry
Lancey is the writer of the show. Now, how did you get started in the arts and in writing? I suppose a whole range of things, because you did directing and everything else. So where did your love for the arts come about?
With writing, I think...
Sorry, go on.
That's all right. With writing, I guess back at school, the teacher always told us you got to create opportunities for yourself. So that's where I start from writing. And I want to write from my heritage, from my own country where I come from. I'm from Taiwan. That's my background. And I don't find many Taiwanese artists in Melbourne. I want to introduce my culture, especially after meeting so many people in Melbourne. Often I found out a lot of people don't know where Taiwan is or what is Taiwan. Mm-hmm. They're often confused with other countries like Thailand, for example. So that I want to bring my culture to contribute to this multicultural city in Melbourne. So that's why I always write from my background.
But is writing something that you've always wanted to do?
No.
You just have stories to tell.
You just have an important story to tell.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to start talking about the play, because the premise of it is really good. So how did you then actually come up, and did you approach WIT to ask them to put it on, or did you have a relationship with them?
She's the head honcho at WIT.
Well, that's easily done, isn't it?
So that makes it very easy, doesn't it, for you to go, okay, I'm going to have my play. Bugger everyone else, it's my play.
Well, I guess because in 2020 we had a big change with our company. Some people left, and then left me and Al, who's the other person. We were running the company together, and then we're just thinking about, okay, what's next? What do we want to put on? What makes us excited about the show and all that? And then I thought about the story I always wanted to tell. That's from my own background and all that. So
just tell our listeners, what is WIT? You've been around for a while. You've been on this show, a few times over the years. What are you? You're your own theatre company, are you? Or
WIT is an independent theatre company in the west of Melbourne. We started from 2014, and it's founded by Jennifer Piper and Belinda Kimball. And so we've been based in West. Footscray area, Maribyrnong City Council, and all that. We've been creating theatre works, makes theatre accessible to all kinds.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. So, Ellen, give us your background.
My name is Ellen. Hi. I have a multidisciplinary practice, so I actually consider myself an actor first.
But hold on. Most directors we come across always say, I started off as an actor.
Yeah. Well,
Did you think you were a crap actor? Or
no, I'm an excellent actor.
Okay.
I can verify that.
Not to toot my own horn. I act and I write as well. And I think I always thought directing would come later, because I think it's something where you need to have an understanding of all of the different parts of a play and the parts of the theatre. But when opportunities have come up, I've said yes to them, this being one. And so I started off working with an indie company in Perth, which is where I'm from, and made some work with them, writing and directing and acting and all that sort of thing, learning to produce. And I've been in Melbourne since 2019, really good timing to change careers. Change cities just before a pandemic. But it's been a pleasure to, now that we're starting to emerge again, get to know new companies.
Brilliant. Yeah. Now, the title of this play, it's one of the longest titles I've ever come across. It's called Dear Mama, There's Something Maybe I Should Tell You. Which I've obviously read your media release. So come on, tell us, what is it about?
It's based on my life. So how I came here. So it started from this girl. Also, my own story that lied to Mama that I want to come. I want to go to study in the south of Taiwan, and then I jumped on a plane and flew to Melbourne to explore.
That's a little lie, then.
Yeah, and find love, adventure, and met a whole bunch of great people from all different cultures.
And what did your mother say when you went? Or can't you say, because it's an important part of the play?
For that part, she still doesn't know that the first time I came here.
Okay.
Oops, I think the cat's out of the bag now, I think.
Oh, she doesn't speak English.
We're feeling confident. She's not
but hold on. Didn't you know that we actually translate this to many languages? No.
Okay.
I gotta go.
No comment.
So, Ellen, tell us, why did you want to take on this role as director?
I think this is such a beautiful play. I think many reasons. It's sort of like if any listeners are familiar with Once, the musical, it makes me think of that a little bit. It's got songs in it. It's about love. It's about moving away or making this decision to move away from what you know to take a chance on something new, which I think is almost a direct line from the play, actually. So it's been an amazing challenge. I haven't directed anything for this many actors before.
How many?
8.
Right.
Big old cast for an indie show. It's the challenge. It's the story. I appreciate, as somebody who also writes, I know how scary it can be to share something that's a personal story. And so I have a lot of respect for Lancey doing that.
And have you twisted the story a little bit to suit yourself, right?
Definitely, yeah. You got to make changes to suit dramaturg and all that. Yeah.
And are you happy with the result? You know, like here it is now. Obviously you must be, because otherwise you wouldn't be putting it on. But maybe a bit nervous. You know, have I done the right thing? Is it going to work?
Definitely.
Do you think that way?
Definitely had that doubt. Definitely. I'm very happy with the result. But of course, there's always room to improve, to develop more. But yeah, it is quite vulnerable to tell your own story and share so much in front of the audience.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's also an interesting process to find out how much I have changed. Yeah.
Okay. And I also love the media release because it's in English and it's also in Thai Mawit. No, how do you say it? Thai?
In Mandarin.
Mandarin. Yes. Oh, it's Mandarin, is it? Right. Okay, why did you decide to write it in Mandarin as well?
From my own background culture, I'm going to bring in my culture. Right. So definitely there's dialogues in Mandarin and stuff.
Okay.
And also in French as well.
Ah,
because this guy she's dating is from France.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's also French.
Well, we better get a new subtitle, a new person to translate as well.
Subtitles,
I think it's important in Australia and in Melbourne, we have so many different cultures here and people speaking lots of different languages, to not just assume that English should be the only language we put something out
in. Of course.
Right? Because that's actually sometimes not people's first.
Yeah.
And I love when shows and plays have more than one language. I love that I actually don't understand some of the scenes in our show. I've read the translation, but when I watch it, I don't know what people are saying.
Yeah,
I really
exactly what's been said. But I still love the fact that you walk down the street anytime. And, the last couple of years it hasn't, we've lost a lot of the travellers, of course. But you still, and they're coming back. But even though through the pandemic, there were so many accents or so many languages being spoken around, and I love that about Australia. It is so important about Australia. Yeah, but it's worldwide now, isn't it? World is
becoming.
All right. When's it on?
So our next show will be on the 13th and 14th of May at Brunswick Martinique Institute.
Yes.
And then our last one will tour to the Bowery Theatre in St. Albert on the 20th.
And why are you moving it around? Because it's already been on somewhere else before this as well. Which is lovely, I think, because you're getting different audiences. Mm. Is that the idea? Is that the concept?
In the past, we always do shows in Footscray, but then we found out it's hard to get people to go to Footscray.
Absolutely.
So normally, we do 10 shows there. We found out probably 5 shows are well selling with the tickets, but then all the other 5, it just...
Yep, yep.
So we decided to try spread out a little bit and try different areas.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a great idea. Mm. Well, how do people find out more about it? Is there... Do you go to a website or a Facebook or Instagram page?
Yeah, definitely.
The Instagram handle is the best Instagram handle. It's InstaWits.
Hey!
InstaWits. And you can definitely get all the details from there. That's an easy one. Or the website. If you search Wit Inc. Theatre, you'll find everything.
And, of course, this will be available as a podcast, and you guys will put it up. I'm assuming you'll put it up, and people will be able to find it there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you for coming in today. And it sounds fascinating.
All the best, too. Yeah. So we've been talking to Ellen O'Connor and Lancey Feng here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.